27 of the Crinkcast. And a fine Wednesday it is.
It's a little too hot.
It is a little too hot. But it's still a fine Wednesday. How did Battle Pug Day go?
All right.
Yeah.
Could have used more people, but yeah, it was all right.
Did we get 500,000 likes?
I didn't see any, that many, no.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, you know, it's a goal, not an end. Right?
There seems to be pretty good favorable response, though, so good job.
Sweet. Well done.
The funniest thing about it is that I realized in the first issue I just put my Norton Passalacqua crank, so everybody thinks Alan drew it in the reviews I've seen.
Oh, gotcha. Because you didn't actually... Wait, you didn't even credit it in the IFC?
No.
Oh. That's kind of funny.
Yep.
Well, you know. What do you want to say? Like, things like that happen, I guess. Yeah.
It's not a big deal. I just thought it was fun.
Misapprehensions, I guess. Miscomprehensions? So, we should congratulate Alan on drawing his first book.
Mm-hmm.
See if he wins an award for it this year.
What are you eating?
Me? Nothing.
Keep hearing your lips smacking. Yeah. Gross. Don't do that. No, we said don't do that.
Well, why'd you bring it up then?
What?
Well, you know, if when you bring something like that up to somebody, they're going to at least repeat it a couple of times just to be silly. They're not immediately going to quit because you say don't do that.
So it's my fault that you're doing
it. No, it's your fault that I kept doing it. Yeah, see? Figure that one out.
That kind of rationalization that's got our country in the space that it's in.
Oh, it's sort of that, yeah, why are you hitting yourself? Kind of like when you're using somebody else's hand to hit them. Or something.
So we end the show early today.
Why?
God, you are so oblivious to everything. You're the worst.
I am? I never knew you felt that way.
Start over.
Yeah, tell me about it.
What are we starting over?
See, you're just making it worse with him. It's like he's doing it on purpose.
Two Josh
Emmons in the room. Yeah, and it's both him.
Just confused. That's all. I'm not sure what you're talking about over there. That's not nice.
I'm about to talk to you about your mama, too.
That's not nice either.
Your daddy.
Your daddy, man.
How come there aren't more dad jokes? I mean, not jokes that dads would tell, but jokes about dads. Why was it just your mama, you know?
Because people are more sensitive today. There you go, mama.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, make fun of my mama.
You gotta treat your mama right. I treated your mama right last night.
See, no. You're doing it. You did the worst one.
I was owed one. I haven't done a your mama joke in like years.
No one's owed anything.
Well, that's true. I felt like that I was due. I was about due to have one.
All right. It's up to you.
And now okay. I can continue to not do them for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. This will kill you. All right. What do you want?
You're salty today.
What do you want?
World peace?
You said that last week.
Okay, a steak dinner. Chicken dinner. No, a steak dinner. I eat chicken a lot. What do you want?
Want to finish these pages.
Yay,
if I finish the pages. Well, you don't yay somebody wanting to finish pages.
Wanting to is the first step. On the long road to fulfillment, Mike. You gotta be the pages you want to see.
Be the pages you want to see in the world.
Yes. You gotta, you know, give birth to these pages and let them fly free into the world like a fungus.
What? Like a fungus?
Yeah, they grow everywhere and multiply.
Hmm. You understand anything he's saying today?
No, I started looking at
this
Batman.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're having a basic miscommunication this week. Lack of understanding.
It's just so hot.
Mm, yeah. It was
making me miserable.
It was super fun. I had to do two lawns yesterday, and it was really super fucking hot.
I don't understand why. No, it was so nice this weekend.
Oh, God, yeah, man. I mean, we were down in, like, 70s here. I don't know what it was like there, but...
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like, you know, I felt like we were finally settling into fall.
No.
Which would have been, you know, fantastic. Like, we don't really get very long falls anymore, it seems like. It's like summer, no. Short fall, and then cold winter.
Yeah, that's the way of the world now.
And, I don't know, I was hoping for, like, maybe a nice longer fall. Fall's a nice month, or a nice season, really.
It's such a short summer, though.
Is it a short summer?
It was, like, barely hot in the summer.
Oh, that's true, it's been a lot milder than, like... Could have been, or has been. I don't know here, though. I mean, the projected temperature here is only like 4 degrees lower than the record high. So, I mean,
now it's hot. It wasn't hot during the summer.
I don't know. I mean, we had a lot of like high 80s, low 90s, and not a lot of rain. So, I mean, it felt like summer for me for a while. But
so there, Sean. Suck on that.
No, I'm not saying that it wasn't summer for him. I'm saying it felt like summer to me where I'm at.
Never.
That does not invalidate your lack of summer.
We're done with you.
Pay attention to me.
Pay attention to him.
What is up your guy's butt today, man?
Well, I think you know.
What?
I think you know.
No. You've got a bug up your butt.
My sugar's been, like, abnormally high lately.
Why are you getting Sean's mom high?
That was okay, but not really good.
Well, they can't all be really good. So why has your sugar been abnormally high? What have you been eating?
I don't know. Nothing abnormal.
Too much beer?
No.
All that alcohol converting to sugar?
No. Haven't had...
sneaking French fries?
What?
Have you been sneaking French fries?
No. I don't know what it is. It's kind of weird.
Hmm. All right, so when you... Do you take insulin?
No.
Okay, so you're not like that.
No. So when I say it's high, it means it's abnormal for me.
Right.
But I can feel it, and that's, I don't like that. I want to be normal.
Does that make you jittery?
No, it makes me tired, sleepy.
Oh, high sugar makes you sleepy?
Yes.
What's low sugar?
That's why you want to take a nap after you have a big meal.
I thought low sugar made you sleepy.
No.
Oh.
Low sugar will make you pass out.
Oh. Low sugar makes you jittery.
Yeah.
You
get the shakes and then you pass out.
Huh. That seems sort of counterintuitive, doesn't it?
I guess.
I mean, like when you give a kid sugar, he gets all hyper and shit, you know?
I think that's that bullshit.
And I mean...
I think we train people to feel that way.
I think that's true, too.
Huh.
You get a sugar high, but I think it's pretty temporary. You crash...
I mean, sugar's supposed to convert to energy, right? I mean, that's like a basic energy building block?
Yes.
Huh.
So you have burn it. Otherwise, it just builds up.
I guess that's like getting used to caffeine. I don't know.
I don't crank.
I haven't had caffeine in a long time.
You're not a scientist.
I'm not a scientist, Crank.
You're a dog.
You're a dog, not us. You're a dog now, man.
Yeah. So, So my mortgage lender sold my mortgage to another bank.
Okay.
And now I've got to reset up a whole thing online to be able to pay them.
You shouldn't have to do that. That's some crap. I hate that.
Has your mortgage ever passed hands?
I don't know.
Oh.
Not really, no.
I asked my parents, and they said it's happened to them a few times over the 15 years or whatever that, you know, they've owned this house. And I looked it up, and apparently it's pretty common. Like,
my mortgage is through my bank.
Yeah. So the two things I learned by looking it up are, A, that it's fairly common, and B, that there's no way you can do anything about it. And you shouldn't even try, was the general advice.
We know how you feel about that stuff.
Yep. No, I didn't know. I was looking it up, because I'm like, I've been happy with the bank I've been paying my mortgage to, you know? I haven't had any problems with them, it's been easy to deal with, et cetera, et cetera, and now all of a sudden they're like changing it up on me. And we don't like change. Change is bad.
Change is to be expected.
Yeah. Change is.
Yes.
According to Rush.
Well, changes aren't permanent, but change is.
Yeah.
Dark side
is.
Change leaving changes. I think that's a Yes song.
Look out.
Look out, indeed. He was telling us all, well in advance, that we needed to look out. For each other. For each other. We need to look out.
That's what... That's funny. That's what Ronnie James Dio was saying?
Yeah, well, you know, he cared about people.
Look out.
For each other. You just couldn't hear him say the for each other part because it wouldn't fit in the song, you know?
Right, sure.
But it's implied.
Your bank's hold your loan.
Look out.
Ronnie James Dio is a home financial advisor.
Yeah. He'd tell you to go live under a rainbow in the dark. And to get to work, he'd want you to ride a tiger.
Ride the tiger!
Or maybe ride the tiger was a euphemism for, like, you know, standing out a rough investment.
Yes, that's what it is.
You've got to ride the tiger.
The unstable financial climate.
Yeah. So, you know, when things start getting rough, you got to ride the tiger.
Ride that tiger.
And as long as you look out, you'll be all right. All right. You know. And if things get too bad, you got to get away, get away, get away.
Mm-hmm. I like this.
Yeah. I wonder how much of his stuff we actually could map to real world advice.
Oh, you're going to start the first church of St. Theo?
Yeah. It'll be like Scientology, but cooler. Much more metal. It'll be metalology.
Watch out for Scientology.
Oh, it'll be theology.
Theology? Shit.
That's what it is.
Staring us in the face the whole time.
Exactly. Theology. And, yeah.
Like, when there was, like, in the 90s, the Dianetics book, mm-hmm. be, like, in window displays and shit.
Yeah, they had infomercials.
Like, it was all over the place.
Yeah.
They had a volcano on the cover, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the commercial, the volcano explodes and the book comes out of it.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I kept getting confused because I was getting confused with his Invader's Plan books or whatever.
I'd never heard of him. When I saw Dianetics, I thought it was a diet thing.
I didn't know what it was.
I saw it and thought it was like sci-fi stuff. Some sort of weird like fiction book. Well, I mean, I guess it is a weird fiction.
I mean, it came on during daytime TV, so I just assumed it was a diet thing.
Yeah. Dianetics.
Dietetics.
Dionetics.
Dionetics?
Yeah.
That's where the alien inhabits her body and makes you skinny.
Maybe you've got an alien in you raising your blood sugar.
Don't eat snatch burger.
No, I don't like this. I don't like this alien.
Stop it.
Well, that's all I've been eating. That's the reason it's weird that my sugar has been up.
Too many croutons?
I don't really put croutons in my soup.
Were you topping it with donuts?
Well, that might be the problem.
Oh, you got to lay off the special salad donuts, Mike.
Well, it's the main ingredient of donut salad.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's like, what's macaroni salad without the macaroni, right?
Right. Right. So why do you keep saying that?
Mayo salad.
Mayo salad.
Oh, man, you know when we were talking about mayo?
Sure. Yeah.
I feel like the internet got revenge on me after that, because all of a sudden, immediately, I saw this thing about this woman eating jars of mayo, and it fucking wrecked. It was so upsetting. I was so grossed out. I hated it so much. I started gagging just thinking about it. I was very upset.
That's a weird coincidence that happened.
I guess it's, yeah. Synchronicity? Is that what synchronicity is?
Synchronicity is stuff happening at the same time.
Related, though, right? Or complementary?
Sort of, yeah.
Oh.
It has something to do with a monster coming out of a Scottish lake.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's synchronicity you, synchronicity me.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm sorry you got sick off of your favorite condiment. Or reading about your favorite condiment?
Yeah, he got sick of reading about his favorite condiment. Is that your favorite condiment?
No.
Hmm.
Oh.
I think it's a good one, though. It's a very personal condiment.
Maybe that was Addison's favorite condiment.
Pretty high up there.
He was seeming pretty...
Condiment as sauce.
Why do you say it like that? Why did you say it souse? Why did you say souse? Why are you doing that?
I want you to approach the microphone a little closer and say that more clearly for us, please.
No, stop it! You need to stop that right now.
Souse is what you are when you drink too much.
Here's a thing. A sauce is a certain thing, and a sauce can be a condiment.
Yeah.
But not all condiments are sauces.
No. Like, relish isn't a sauce, but it's a condiment.
I'll have super sauce.
Super sauce me?
I don't know what that means.
I'll have salad sauce.
Your favorite model is Shannon Sauceman?
Oh.
What?
I'm trying to decide if I'm going to get in my car and drive 5 hours to come kick your ass right now.
Don't get saucy with me, Bernays.
Why? No, what? Don't encourage that shit.
Well, that was from a movie. I didn't make that one up.
You stole that shitty joke?
Yeah, it was Harvey Korman saying it to... Oh, what movie was that? I can't remember now. I think it was a Mel Brooks movie? Like a History of the World, maybe? I think?
That sounds about right.
And the Mel Brooks character was named like Bernays or something like that, and then Harvey Korman was saying something to him, or he was saying something to Harvey Korman, and then Harvey Korman said, "Don't get saucy with me, Bernays." Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, good story.
I always thought that was a funny joke, though.
Did you?
It's a nice play on words.
wordplay.
Exactly. What else is a sauce?
Is that really what we're doing now?
Well, it's kind of fun. I mean, don't you like talking about sauce?
Why are you doing it now?
Just to be silly. Technically, I believe that Cincinnati chili is a sauce.
It's damn near close, yeah.
It's a meat sauce, but it's a sauce.
It's Cholito filling.
It's looser than that, I think. I mean, I guess if you drained the water, it could be Cholito filling.
Gross. Drain the water makes everything sound bad.
Drain the liquid?
No, that's even worse.
Remove the juice.
Oh, none of this sounds good.
Let it reduce?
There we go.
Okay, then. I suppose if you let it reduce, it could be Cholito filling. Cholito filling doesn't sound like a good combination of things either. Even though Cholitos are good.
How would you know? They haven't been made in, I don't know, however long.
No, you can still get those little Cholitos in the frozen section.
What do you mean? Cholito is TM Taco Bell.
What am I thinking of? Those little tiny meat corn roll things. They're about to...
Taquitos?
Oh, taquitos is what I'm thinking of. Okay, yeah, sorry. You're right, I don't remember Cholitos. What was that in Cholito?
It's chili cheese burrito.
That's what a Cholito is. They changed the name.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even know if they serve those anymore.
So what was the difference between a chili cheese burrito and just a meat burrito? Chili sauce?
Yeah, it's chili.
It's basically Cincinnati chili in a burrito.
Oh, okay. That sounds pretty good.
It was great. I loved them. But they, that was when I was in college.
Oh, man, that was like decades and decades ago.
I hate that that's not untrue.
Yeah. What are the things... I don't think these are Taco Bell things. What are the things you get that are... the tamale? Comes in like a corn husk?
That's a tamale.
Okay. At least I think it's a corn husk, right? You're supposed to take that off and eat it, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is in a tamale?
Corn.
That's the shell, right?
No, there's corn in it.
Oh.
You use the shell of it, but that's how you get the insides.
So it's a corn, beef, tomato stuff?
Cheese. Meat of whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Egg.
There's egg in it?
It binds it.
Oh. Huh. I don't think I've ever had, like, a freshly made tamale. My dad used to eat those ones that came in the can. Like Hormel tamales or something like that. Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah. They come canned.
A canned tamale?
Yeah.
You never even got a bar tamale here?
I don't think I ever did, no. I don't remember ever eating a tamale. Like, I've tried them from the can and I didn't like them very much. But I've never.
Yeah, because that doesn't seem like that's even possible.
I had some last week at a bar.
Huh. Do they come in the corn husk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. The tamale guy comes and you buy a bag of tamales.
Okay. You can buy tamales by the bag? I didn't know.
Yeah, Chicago. The tamale guy comes and he's got a bag, a plastic bag, just full of tamales. And you buy, like, five of them for $6, and then you eat tamales.
This sounds suspiciously like a warped version of Santa Claus.
It's not warped, but it is very Santa-like.
I don't mean warped as in bad, I mean warped as in changed.
It's got a cooler.
Got a cooler.
It's full of tamales.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Is there any, like, FDA approval on this?
Yes. They're all FDA approved.
Like, how do you know you're not getting weird tamales?
Because he's been around forever.
Huh. Does he make the tamales?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay.
Or his wife does.
Somebody does.
Sounds like you don't know where your tamales are actually coming from.
Don't worry about it.
It's like, yeah, what?
Yeah, that's a thing. People eat food that people make sometimes.
It's like those guys in their ice cream bikes that don't sell ice cream. They sell the cups full of whatever that is.
What are you talking about?
It's like potatoes and corn and mayonnaise and something.
Elotes?
Is that what they're called?
No, I don't think they're potatoes in there.
Yeah, there's no potatoes.
Oh, I've never eaten it. It's white. Like, and then I heard it had mayonnaise in it, so I never ate them.
Yeah, it's just corn and some spices.
Oh, how dare you.
It's just dust. Spicy dust.
Spicy dust.
That's like Burnham's favorite thing in the world.
So is all the white stuff, is that just a big load of mayo?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's mayo or something.
Yeah. Ooh. That's rough. That would explain the ice cream bicycle, though. You have to keep that mayo cool.
That's the old wives' stuff.
What, mayo keeping cool?
Yeah.
You don't have to keep mayo cool?
It's, no, I've been out in the sun for a while.
I mean, it's eggs. It'll start turning pretty fast, won't it?
No. Because it's been mixed with oil.
Huh. Well, what do you know?
You're not going to get sick from it. It might separate, but you just mix it back up.
Yeah. And then you eat 15 jars of it.
Yeah.
Or however many. Yeah, man. All right, then.
Why are we talking?
Because we like sauce.
No.
We like food?
Cranky on the warm-up.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
And I was like, what?
What?
Yeah.
Like, one person requested that you be on the warm-up.
I think two people.
If I was on a warm-up, wouldn't that just be the Crankcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
It said, these videos are great, but they need more crank.
I'm sorry. I don't want people trolling your videos. For me.
Their video every September should be Richard Mazur Day on the warm up, like Chris Makepeace Day. Chris Makepeace Day.
I see.
There's a different purpose to that.
I guess it's unavoidable that people would make jokes about Crankcast stuff, since you all are on the Crankcast too. So.
You guys know Mike Fedoris?
No.
Oh, Michael Fedoris?
Not by name? No. Hey, look, it's real evidence that people listen to the Crankcast.
Yeah. It's like finding Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Tell me about your latest Bigfoot movies.
Oh, they're terrible.
Of course they are.
I saw, almost done, started watching one the other night called Field Freak.
Okay.
Field Freak?
Yeah, Field Freak. And I can't tell what it's supposed to be, this movie. I can't tell. It's got elements where it's like, this is obviously comedic. But I can't tell if the scary parts are supposed to be scary. And I don't know for what audience it's for, because it's kind of like a goofy, like dad kind of humor, like Crank. But it's got bad language in it. So it's not for kids.
Maybe it's for dads.
I don't know. It's for stupid people, I think. I think it's really for dumb people. Like, they were like, we're going to target this audience. We're going to target the idiots.
Idiots rule.
Yeah, I guess.
So what it... Yeah, so it's terrible, and you haven't finished it.
Yeah, it's this family, they moved to the woods, and there's a field freak, which I guess they didn't want to say Bigfoot for some reason. But there's a crazy guy who had his leg ripped off when he was a kid by the field freak that he calls, and he makes bootleg root beer.
Okay. So it's a Sasquatch root beer vendor?
He's not a Sasquatch.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I got mixed up there. The person that was attacked.
Also, the thing about also, I mean, it's the budget on this thing. All of these are really super cheap, obviously. But this is like a Party City Bigfoot costume. Like you can, it has like the little naked chest piece, you know.
Oh, just the cutouts for eyes.
And it's like red. The suit is like red. It's not like black or anything. So it's. It's like a red gorilla costume.
Right on. That's why do you keep?
And they never focus on the face because it's a cheap ass gorilla costume.
It might have even been a black gorilla costume. They just sprayed red.
Yeah, it could have been.
Are you like just determined to finish this movie?
Yeah, I gotta know. I'm almost done. I was watching it at home and. Went upstairs for dinner or something like that.
Got to know how it ends. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. What was the other one I saw you post on Instagram? Like a mafia dude gets turned into a Sasquatch?
Yeah, that's Bronx Bigfoot.
Now, I mean, that sounds cool.
It's not. It's awful.
Okay.
It's got like the worst editing. I don't know who this is for, except that it could be for a bunch of idiots in New York who think that like the Sopranos is the be all end all of everything, and this is like their life. So they just made a Bigfoot movie. But these guys are dumb, too. That's a movie for dumb people, too.
Ah. So you wouldn't recommend it, is what you're saying? Unless I was dumb.
You can watch it. I wouldn't say don't watch it to anybody. You know?
Are you calling me dumb?
I'm not. No, I'm not calling you dumb.
Yes.
I will call you dumb.
You have called me dumb. Oh. So how long do you think you could actually, like, I mean, surely Bigfoot movies have to be limited to some number, right?
I haven't run out yet.
Wow. That's just crazy.
Darn.
Weird when you find a thing that you didn't know was a thing, you know? Like, there's just so much more of it than you suspected.
That's why I started watching it, because I was like, why are all these Bigfoot movies here? And why did half of these get made in 2017? Why is it such a Bigfoot day? I mean, year.
It's odd in that way that, like, when you see something that's just out of place, odd.
Yeah.
I got to finally see Dolph Lundgren in a zombie movie.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's his first one.
Yeah?
It's called Dead Trigger.
Hmm.
And,
I bet it was so fun.
You know, it wasn't terrible, actually. It's brand new. I think it just came out like this year. It's listed as this year on Amazon, so maybe I probably could be late last year. Could be 3 years ago for all I know. Amazon's not real consistent with their stuff. But they, it wasn't terrible. I was surprised. I watched it just because I was like, okay. I like Dolph Lundgren. I like zombies, sort of, still. But, I don't know. You might find it boring, though.
Probably. I find all of them boring.
I do have a weird one for you. if you ever decide to, you know, or run out of Bigfoot movies.
Okay.
It's called Horror Vision. Not Terror Vision. Horror Vision. And it's an early 2000s movie, and it's... I'm guessing... Well, they sort of took a cue from The Matrix a little bit, but decided to make a horror movie out of it instead.
Hold on.
And... It's... I don't know. I mean, it's not good, but it's somehow... entertaining still? Watchable? It was directed by a guy named Danny Draven.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know him?
Yeah.
What do you know him from?
I've seen some of his movies.
Okay.
He used to do stuff for Full Moon.
Oh, okay.
He did a movie called Crips. With a Z.
Okay.
And he did a movie called... it was another movie called Deathbed.
Oh, is that the other Deathbed I've seen?
I don't know. There's like three movies called Deathbed.
Oh, no. I think that was the other Deathbed you were telling me about. Like, I saw the old one. And then I saw another one that was called Deathbed.
He's not very good. Also, he thinks he's a rock star.
Okay.
If you ever look him up, he's very goth looking.
Well, I'm looking him up on whatchamacallit, Amazon right now. I was looking up other things directed by him. I'm seeing like all this.
Yeah, he's made some other terrible movies. He's made several of the Witch House series, which is essentially just horror softcore porn.
Hey, which house?
Witch House. Witch House.
The Witch House.
Witch House 2 and Witch House 3. That's Witch House.
The Witch House on the left?
Crips is terrible.
I don't see that on here. He does have a lot of stuff available on Prime Video now, so maybe I'll check out some of his other stuff. Because I thought this Horror Vision was... It's weird, man. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's
Crips
like,
is about three rap artists that go into a club full of vampires.
Okay. So it's like From Dusk Till Dawn, but like rapper style.
Except way dumber.
Horror Vision, like, I don't know, there's like sentient computers and they suck people into it Tron style, but you're not actually in the computer in the movie. And like, there's like torture porn websites involved somehow. I don't know.
I'll get around to it someday.
Oh, sure. I'll watch some of these other Danny Draven movies. We'll see how these are. I'll bet they're fantastic. Oh, I also watched Night Beast.
Night Beast?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an old movie.
Yeah, it is. I put it on because just the cover, the monster looks really funny.
That's the one from... you watched it without Mystery Science Theater?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's a Troma distributed movie or whatever.
Yeah, that's the one with the...
I didn't think to look up MST3K. I looked up Riff Trax to see if they had done a Riff Trax of it. But they had
one of the old Mystery Science Theater, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's the one with the Native American stuff, right?
No, this has got the alien.
Yeah, but it's Native American stuff.
I don't remember any
it's
Native American.
Literally Native American with arrows at the end that shoot the alien.
No, they electrocute it at the end.
Huh, this was probably not the Night Beast stuff.
Okay.
Let me see.
This is from 82. It's just got this goofy-looking monster alien guy on it. But it's like a straight...
Oh, Don Doler, yeah. This is different. This is a different Night Beast.
This is played as like a straight horror kind of thing, you know? But it's still funny.
Yeah, Don Doler. This is the one with the sheriff that gets naked with that?
Yeah.
There's a really awkward sex scene.
Yep, yep.
With the sheriff.
Sheriff and his deputy, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's so gross.
And it's got, like, this dude that runs around and he molests and kills, like, women. So there's, like, a subplot of a rapist running around.
Yeah.
And then there's also this alien that runs around and either bites you or just shoots you with a laser and disintegrates you.
Yeah, Don Doler did not make good movies.
This,
you know that.
Yeah, this is another one of those where it's not good, but it's easy enough to watch it while you're working. And yeah. It's not bad enough to turn it off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I thought that one was kind of weird because, I kept seeing it pop up and I'm like, I don't know, you know. And I finally decided to watch it. And I was like, okay, well, I did that. Essentially. I watched a couple of weird things that had cameo. I guess you call them cameos by people. Like, I watched this one that had a cameo by Dirk Benedict.
By cameo?
Yeah, cameo by cameo.
Ow.
I mean, it wasn't really a cameo. It was more like a rapping segment.
Oh, wow.
But it had Dirk Benedict playing this crazy TV investigator of the paranormal or supernatural or unexplainable, I guess, or something like that.
Bullshit or not.
Yeah, more or less, sure. But then the actual movie, which is the event that he's supposed to be, I guess, narrating, although he doesn't actually narrate it, he just, like I said, it wraps around the movie, is Ninjas from Space.
What?
Yeah, like space ninjas.
What is this?
It's called, I think it might be called Ninjas from Space, actually.
What? I've never heard of this.
It's called Space Ninjas, yes.
What?
Yeah. And, so like I said, it's got Dirk Benedict. It's newish than this year, last year, something like that. And,
What?
Yeah, space ninjas. They're blind, but they track you by carbon dioxide, so you can't breathe when you're around them.
What?
Yeah. And they carry, like, big swords and...
I don't like this, but I'm gonna watch it.
And they teleport around and stuff.
I hate everything you're describing to me.
Oh, and it's a bunch of kids in high school in detention late at night. For some reason, their detention is late at
night. That's the only part of this I like that you just described to me.
And, yeah, Space Ninjas.
Hmm.
The other movie I saw that had, I guess you'd call it a cameo, bit part, I guess. It was a little more than just a walk-on, like a cameo or something. But it was a... It was called The Obsidian Curse, and it had Reggie Bannister in it.
Oh, yeah. He's in a lot of shitty stuff. He's in a lot more stuff than I thought he was.
Yeah. He's kind of all over the place. Oh, I watched another one you might like, though. It's called Sheborg.
Sheborg?
Yeah.
Sheborg.
An alien lady cyborg from outer space. And she crash lands and starts turning other people into cyborgs. And stuff happens. It's an Australian movie.
Sheborg. Oh, that's new?
Yeah.
Sheborg. That's this year? I mean, last year. Jesus.
Sheborg.
Ugh.
Sheborg. So, yeah, anyway. Those are all things I think you might like. Or not. Watch them. Love them.
I don't know if I do.
I also watched a new Amazon original. It was called Late Night. It's got a Mindy Kaling. Mindy. What's her last name?
You said it right.
Did I say it right? Okay. It's got her and Emma Thompson and John Lithgow. And
yeah, I've heard of it.
It's like a comedy. I thought it was going to be a show from the commercial, but then I put it on. It's a movie. And it's
it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was a show, too.
Yeah, the Amazon commercial makes it look like a show. I don't know why it makes it look like a show, but it feels like it's supposed to be a show. Anyway. And it wasn't bad. They all did good, but it's a pretty, like, cut and dry, like, or cookie-cutter movie. So... There's just not a lot to it. Although I actually really like John Lithgow's performance in it.
He's a pro!
Yes, he is. And anyway, whatever. Yeah. That was my stuff I've watched since last week. Ma, ma, ma.
We're very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I did watch some other stuff. I was just not telling you about it.
It sounds like it's on purpose. I'm just not going to tell you about this shit.
Yeah, well, it's you won't care about it, is what I'm saying. You know?
Why?
Because it's just stuff you won't care about. Like, I've been watching a lot of, like, low-budget horror comps stuff.
Low-budget horror what?
Like anthologies, you know?
Oh.
Stuff like that, and I've been watching a lot of just bad horror lately.
Like?
Well, like Wilderness Survival for Girls, which actually wasn't a bad horror, to tell you the truth.
Hmm.
Wilderness Survival for Girls. Early 2000s thing, I think. And it was actually pretty good. This really crazy, I think it's Scottish thing, called Apocalyptic 2077. Which is this super low-budget guy works in some sort of laboratory type thing, and he becomes agoraphobic. So he never leaves it, even when everybody else splits for vacations.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's stuck there over the Christmas holiday, and then all of a sudden some sort of, like, I don't know, nuclear exchange, nuclear war breaks out. And he's stuck down on the bottom level of this place for like 8 years because the top six levels are irradiated or whatever. And his only friend's a computer. And eventually the computer tells him it's cleared up. So he leaves 8 years later.
A story about you, Crank.
No, but the thing is like, okay, so they do this thing where, you know, it's supposed to be time passing, showing you time passing, and he gets crazier and crazier. But his beard never changes, his hair, nothing ever changes on him, his weight never changes, and it's supposed to be 8 years, and he doesn't, you know, nothing changes on him, which is, that's where you first start getting a hint that maybe this isn't, like, you know, real high on production values.
Yeah.
So then he finally ventures out into the world, and a bunch of wacky shit happens, post-apocalyptic Scotland? England? I'm not really sure where he's supposed to be. And then it just sort of stops. At the end. Like, I'm guessing they're planning on making more of them. Because it stops on sort of a cliffhanger, but it just stops. Like, it's like they ran out of film or something. and it was produced, written, and directed by Mark Hamill. But not that Mark Hamill.
Weird.
Another Mark Hamill. This one's M-A-R-C Hamill, I think.
Weird.
And it might be two L's instead of one. Wait a minute. Is our Mark Hamill, Star Wars Mark Hamill, two L's or one L? Okay. So, yeah, anyway, it's produced by a Mark Hamill, but not the Mark Hamill.
There's two.
So stuff like that. I mean, that's something that you actually might watch, I think. But, you know, it can't be any worse than some of the stuff you've actually sat through. But I don't really think you care about it, is what I'm saying.
It's probably not true, but I'm going to go ahead and say I have seen the worst movies ever.
I believe it. I mean, you've probably seen at least among the worst movies ever, right?
Yeah.
It's
a pretty, pretty big boast, but I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah, maybe you should write a book about it.
The worst, I'm not nothing.
The worst movies ever, man. Yeah, so, I, you know, just stuff like that, though. Stuff I don't bring it up because I don't think you really care.
I don't.
I know you don't. I tried to watch a movie called Lethal Nightmare.
Okay.
Directed by Mark Polonia.
Oh, no! Stay away from the Polonia brothers!
Yeah.
Stay away from the Polonia brothers!
Right.
Stay away.
I couldn't get more than a couple minutes into it.
They have been making shot on video movies since the 90s and have not gotten any better.
So I should stay
away. It's amazing. They're actually they have a production company and they make movies for a living.
And they star in all of them?
Yes.
Okay.
They're somehow in all of their movies somehow. I just watched a Bigfoot movie that has one of them in it.
Oh.
And they produced it, but they didn't direct it. And it's a Polonia Brothers movie. They do not care. They do not care if you know what's going on. They do not care if there's a story. They do not care if you can't understand what's going on because of the editing.
They just don't care.
They don't care.
All right.
I have seen several of their movies, and probably will see more.
So I should probably stay away from... I have another one by them in my queue called Hallucinations.
Yeah, those are in my queue as well. I haven't seen Feeders, which is their first movie, I think.
Okay.
And that's, like, supposed to be their... It looks like somebody made it with a video camera in 1992.
All right.
But there's a sequel to Feeders. There's a Feeders 2.
Oh. Nice.
But they made Sharkenstein, which was kind of awesome, but it's terrible.
I like the name.
I think they made Sharkenstein. They've made a lot of movies I've seen. Stay away from the Polonia brothers.
I got a pretty good sense of within like, you know, a few minutes of whether or not I'm gonna be able to deal with something. Stay away from the Polonia brothers.
Stay away from the Polonia brothers.
That reminds me, though. This is one you might like, because it's actually halfway decent, but it's sort of low budget. It's called Welcome to Willits.
Don't know.
It's newer, 2017. And it's got... Did you ever watch Z Nation that was on Sci-Fi?
No.
Okay, it's got an actress in there.
I'm not really into all these. I know it sounds dumb, but I'm not really into these modern zombie takes.
Oh no, that's fine. I was gonna say it's got an actress from that in it. But it's got weird, paranoid pot smoking people, and then aliens, like aliens that come down to kill people, and it's weird. So, you might actually dig that one, too. Welcome to Willits. And then, that's probably enough movie stuff for me. Because, yeah. Anyway, all right, then.
All righty, then.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
All right.
What are you? What are you eating for lunch?
I don't know. What are we eating for lunch?
You. Whole Foods.
Okay, good. I like walking.
Yeah, I need to stop drinking coffee.
What? Coffee's making you fat?
Yeah, I think like the sugar and shit in it.
Well, that will.
Don't put sugar in it.
Well, yeah, but I don't like coffee otherwise.
I can understand that.
Then you're saying you don't like coffee. I was just pretending to be a coffee snob for a second. I don't know. I mean, what was I going to say? Oh, Whole Foods. Can you eat at Whole Foods, or is that just someplace you go and get food and leave?
Yeah, you can eat there.
They have a bar there.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually been inside of a Whole Foods. Despite there being one not far from where I lived when I lived out there.
I mean, it depends on the Whole Foods, but they do have at least some kind of seating area that you can eat the food you picked up there.
Huh.
Duh.
Duh.
You're not punk.
Duh
punk
yourself.
Punk ass punk.
Duh.
Punk ass punk punk. Punk 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 to punk punk punk. Punkalodeon.
Oh, wait, one more. I watched an Ozploitation movie that wanted to be American.
Yeah?
Like, they either hired American actors, or they were able to put on pretty convincing American accents. Some of them. Some of them did not have very good convincing American accents. But that was... Oh crap, what was that called? Dead Kids. And it was it was made in the 80s sometime. In that classic, you know, era of weird Australian movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially a weird scientist experimenting on kids, and it makes the kids crazy, and they just start killing people. But there's a dad that's a sheriff of the town, and he knows the truth, but he can't prove it yet. And yeah, it all amounts to like a lot of violence and stuff. Pretty cool, you know, stuff. Oh, it's okay. Wait a minute. This says it's in New Zealand, but I thought it was an Australian movie. But wherever they are filming in New Zealand, it's supposed to be in Illinois. So,
really?
That's what it says. Yeah. And I guess so. I do remember him saying something about Chicago in there. Somebody going to or coming from Chicago. But yeah. So anyway, that's another strange one. You might enjoy it. It's not terrible. Okay. Do we have any email, Mike?
I don't have a look.
Let's yeah. Take a look for that. And I'll bring up some, hey, what's in the stores this week stuff. Because we always need to know, hey, what's in stores?
Micah Myers writes.
Hi.
I know that name.
He's a letterer.
He does a lot of Gavin stuff.
Hey guys, as the letterer of Urban Animal, I get it. I am excited to be part of the great Urban Animal Battle Pug War. Though as a letterer, I think it would be the equivalent of the kid playing the fife in the old Revolutionary War paintings. I also feel like a family living on the border during the Civil War because my career in comics started by writing into the Crankcast for advice on getting into letter. Are you kidding me?
Wow. There you go.
You started this person's career.
More physical evidence that people listen to the Crankcast.
So even in these early stages of the conflict, I feel like this war is tearing me apart.
You're tearing me apart.
Thank you for all the years of entertainment. Pork chop never can. Oh my God.
He did listen.
Crankcast, making dreams happen.
Is there really a war?
I don't think it's a war. Oh, I kind of you played that up. I started a war. Well, you started a war. You were playing it up last week, and then I called him our nemesis.
No, he was bragging.
And then I called him our nemesis. So.
Yeah.
But it's not really.
He came on here to tell us how many people were looking at his web, his comic.
Yeah, they got 500,000 likes, you know. It's not a war. It's good natured.
No, I'm going to kill them all. Henrik from Denmark.
Now it's over. Okay.
Greetings, Crankcasters. Crank was asking about Legion last episode, and I can highly recommend it. It only got better after the first season.
Cool, because I really liked the first season.
One of my favorite parts of the show has been how conflict is sometimes solved with dance or rap battles or even just music.
Wait, what?
I don't know. That's what he said.
Wait, what show?
Legion.
Oh, yeah.
The song covers are particularly good. Among my favorites are Noah Hawley's, the creator of the show's cover of Cornflake Girl. And the excellent cover of Pink Floyd's Mother. What I'm trying to say is that I really think you should watch the last two seasons. Legion is definitely one of my favorite shows in the last many years.
Sweet. I will definitely check it out.
I don't know if you talked about it on one of the shows that I missed, but Veronica Mars came back for a fourth season 12 years after it was canceled. Unlike the Crown-funded movie that felt mostly like fan service, this was a really good continuation.
Yeah, I didn't care for the movie that much, but I really liked the season.
When was the season?
Like a month ago, maybe?
Oh, okay. No, I haven't seen that. I didn't like the movie very much either, I don't think.
It took all the things that made the original series so good, and it took the natural step next that happens when your characters are no longer teenagers.
Yeah, I find the tone of the new season a bit confusing at times. Like, at times it's like, still feels like old Veronica Mars, and then sometimes they're like, now we're gonna fuck. It's a little weird.
Is this on, Netflix or something? Hulu. Okay.
Also, I still think that it's pretty cool that Kristen Bell, who can pretty much pick and choose between Hollywood projects, has continued to fight for a show she did early on in her career. Many other stars would have moved on to bigger and better projects without looking back. Or he said just bigger, not better. That is all for this week. Keep them cranks coming. Henry from Denmark, P.S. Crank, please adopt one of the kittens.
I haven't seen them around in a while. Is that it?
That's it.
Thanks for writing. We appreciate it.
We do, believe it or not.
Yeah. There was a Mystery Science Theater 3000 comic put out by Dark Horse.
Yeah.
And now there's a trade paperback of it.
Well, I asked to do something for it. They never got back to me.
Really? Man. Bummer.
Well, they did get back to me. Randy Stradley, the editor, told me to email him, and so I did, and then I never heard back from him.
He told you to email him, and then you did, and then he wrote back, "Eat a dick!"
Hey, no, I didn't email the eat dick part.
Oh, God. I didn't know there was a comic. Was any good? The comic?
I don't know. I haven't read it.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to picture like what this would be. Is it like a comic book making fun of comic books?
Yeah.
I mean, it is. That would seem the most logical thing, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Wait, we might check on it. Is it like copyright free comics?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Hmm. Just scrolling down this list of, you know, beautiful beam footage here. Yeah. Death Defying Devil.
Okay.
I just like the title. It's a Dynamite book. I don't know what it's about. It sounds like an old school comic book.
It's Daredevil.
Death Defying Devil?
Yeah, isn't it the Daredevil? The old Daredevil?
Oh, I don't know. Is that public domain?
Yeah.
Death Defying Devil, Dynamite. Oh, yeah, it's part of the Project Superpowers line, so. I guess it must be. Which, you know, that's, like, interesting that people are at least still revisiting really old stuff and bringing it back. I mean, I know they're. From a financial standpoint, it makes a lot of sense for them because they don't have to create IP that way. But I still think it's interesting to bring back old stuff that's in the public domain.
I'm surprised that people buy it. I mean, that no slam on it, but it's just surprising to me. I didn't know there were people that are still interested in that stuff.
I guess, I mean, if you really like superheroes and, you know, you've got your fill of what's on the stands right now already, like with the staple superheroes, the modern staple superheroes, that when another superhero thing comes out and it looks a little interesting, that would probably like be right in your wheelhouse, right?
As somebody that has made a lot of non-superhero stuff, they don't tend to show up.
Hmm.
So I'm
I know I've, I mean, I've heard a lot of arguments that like super, that people who are buy comics and are superhero comic fans are super, not even superhero comic fans. They're comic fans of these superheroes that they grew up with or knew or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I've heard that argument a lot, that essentially superhero comic fans aren't really fans of superheroes in general.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Well, they you know, the argument being that they, just because you make another superhero comic, they're not necessarily going to buy it because it's not Spider-Man or Batman or Superman or whatever. Which, I mean, you know, makes sense. I usually see that argument put out to, you know, encourage people to try doing something else, I think. So I don't know. I don't know how actually accurate. And I know, like, when Devil's Due did superhero stuff, it didn't do that great, you know. But I don't know. I don't know if that's a fault of it being superhero genre or if that's just a fault of, like, you know, Devil's Due's more limited marketing power kind of thing or anything.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Because there's no real hard numbers on that, except for the end sales, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, obviously, like, Invincible did really well for a while. I think, didn't it? Wait a minute. Is Invincible still going?
No. Just
a long time ago.
Okay. But, I mean, it did pretty well for a while. And I'm trying to think if there are other superhero comics. I mean, you know, there's still, like... yeah, I'm blanking because I don't really read superhero comics. So I don't remember most of them.
You really just, like, all the alternative superhero comics really just seem to blend together whenever I was working on them.
I think the thing is, at least when I was still reading superhero stuff, unless it was being intentionally done as something of a deconstruction or something of a, you know, purposely making it the opposite of a superhero comic.
But that's kind of like what everyone was doing, though. It was everyone trying to do their Watchmen.
Right. Which, I mean, that became its own boring thing after a bit, right? So, but then what do you do in a situation like that? Because now that comics moved into that, can you ever go back to, like, Superman saving a cat from a tree? I mean, and they do, but they do, because they did with Darwin Cook, Superman, back in the 2000s, back in the aughts. That big oversized book he did, I think. Where it was like more like Golden Age type superhero stuff.
Well, even the Grant Morrison Superman really tried to play that side of Superman up again. Was it Grant Morrison's? Yeah.
All-Star?
Yeah.
That, you know, initially you wouldn't think that. Because, I mean, Grant Morrison seems like he'd be more of the type of the, you know, well, honestly, the Watchmen or the Frank Miller type school of superhero thought, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Either that or he'd, like, do a Doctor Strange that was completely fucking bizarro and, like, you know, got, like, Starenko to do it or something, like, you know?
No, I really liked it. He, like, really tried to push, like, Superman just being, like, a really genuine, nice guy
who
cared about people.
That's sort of, I mean, well, you know, in the midst of everybody doing things about how Superman's got all these flaws or how he'd be just a terrible actual person, you know, that would actually be refreshing to see somebody do a take on it like that in the middle of it.
I really liked it during the end of New 52 Superman when Lois Lane outed him as Clark Kent, and so he was kind of on the lam. And then, like, the government was... Or the city was, like, coming down on his old neighborhood and being, like, a super strong army with all his old neighbors. He came back and was kind of, like, standing up for them.
Yeah.
Against the police. That was a really good arc.
Hmm.
It was fun because he just, like, went... He didn't have his suit anymore because he had just done his, like, new sunburst power that they gave him that, like... depowered him for a little while.
Wait, what? Is that like the...
Yeah.
Is his version of Death Blossom or something?
Yeah, he would shoot out, like, all this energy from himself. And, but after he did that, he was depowered for a while until he could soak up more sun. Huh. So he was vulnerable, and he was... And at the same time, he was outed as Clark Kent. So he was on the run... His suit had been destroyed when he used the power.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, this phone's ringing. Skype. Yeah. But he ended up just picking up a Superman shirt from, like, a thrift store and was just wearing a Superman shirt.
Oh, like a novelty shirt, T-shirt, or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. It was a really fun concept. And so it's just him in jeans and a Superman shirt.
Just that was 90s Superboy or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a really fun arc, and I think that was a nice one that kind of humanized him again for a little bit.
I sort of remember reading the Superman, like, when New 52 first started. I was reading it for a little while. I was reading, like, all the new relaunch ones for the first few months or something like that. I didn't make it that far. I don't know how long, like, New 52 lasted, even.
That was really at the very end of New 52. like right in its like last few months, I think, like last 5 months or so.
Huh. Okay.
Because then they kill off that version of Superman and then bring in the actual. It was like the original Superman and Lois Lane, who had been like hiding in the background, fighting off Superman's bigger foes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they do some weird stuff. 52 was a weird time.
I'm trying to remember. Was New 52? That was where they tried to unify all the different Earths, right?
Yeah, it was like post Flashpoint. And then
because didn't it have like some characters would be from Earth 2 and some characters would be from.
Yes.
Their versions from whatever the other dimensions are. I can't remember the other dimension names, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Jeez, that was so long ago already. It's kind of confusing. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Superheroes.
Yeah, I think that's why Invincible was great, because that was a good example of not doing the full on super, like. Yes, it played with the idea of being a superhero, but not in, like, I don't know, not in, like, the edgy way everyone tries to do it post-Watchmen.
Oh, I never actually read Invincible. I always thought it was sort of like a, you know, like the modern version of the Super Family, but, like, illustrating its problems and stuff.
Oh, no. Okay. It's, yeah. There's a lot going on in that, but it comes at things from a lot of different angles, and yeah,
okay.
It's like takes itself seriously, but doesn't take itself too seriously at the same time.
That might be another one I should go pick up trades of and go read.
When I first started at Image, I got my hands on one of the big special like Comic-Con hardcover omnibuses.
Okay.
Like the thousands or thousand page or whatever, huge ones.
Right.
And I tore through that in like a week. and then I snagged the next one because the next one had just come out or they just printed the next one.
That was always one of those ones. I mean, it was always around because it was basically like, I mean, that was the early 2000s when it started, right? I think.
Yeah.
So pretty much from the time I moved out to Chicago and started working at Devil's Due, like, you know, that book was always just there. But I, for whatever reason, I just never read it. I think because I was already kind of, I don't know, I just didn't want to read another superhero book or something, you know? Like,
I know a lot of people don't like the big collections, like the thick collections, but I felt that was a book that I kind of needed to read in that way because everything is such a, like, cliffhanger, you need to know what happens next type thing.
Oh.
So you just want to keep. It reminded me of reading, like, a good novel as a kid, where I had to, like, stay up all night to know what happened next.
Well, you make it sound pretty good.
Yeah. I had a fun time with it. It was a good time.
I mean, you know, I like collections. I prefer collections myself, because it just puts it all in a neater package for me, you know. I guess you don't get all the covers and stuff, necessarily.
Yeah,
but
most people just don't like them because they can't just carry them around with them. But I like it for sit and put and give a good long read.
That's right, folks. Sit, put, and give it a good long read. Philosophy for life.
Words to live by.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that's it for this week. And yeah, you can reach us at Crankcast.com, Crankcast@gmail.com. Go read Battlepug at Battlepug.com. Battlepug is also now on the shelves. I mean, it's been on the shelves, but now there's new stuff on the shelves. Go read it. Like us. On Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagrams. The IG, as it were.
IG.
I think I lost Mike.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, everybody have a good week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.